Well, now to one of the unknowns of the coronavirus. Though many people who've been seriously ill from COVID-19 are older or have underlying health conditions, it's still unclear what causes others to get really sick. Aquarius Bunch was a healthy 27-year-old working at an assisted living facility in the Midwest when she fell severely ill from COVID-19, and she was pregnant. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs has her story.
When Aquarius Bunch tested positive for COVID-19, she quarantined alone at home, hoping to ride out her fever and cough.
I was taking several baths and showers a day. I was checking my temperature. I was drinking tea. I was staying hydrated.
But Bunch got sicker and wound up in the emergency room in Waterloo, a small city in eastern Iowa.
I really don't remember much. I just remember they were checking my temperature. They gave me some Tylenol, and I thought I was getting ready to go home. That's what I remember.
Bunch's condition deteriorated fast. She had a seizure, and doctors decided she would need to be transferred to Iowa City, some 80 miles away.
And so they quickly contacted our team at the University of Iowa.
Sharon Beth Larson is a heart surgeon at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. She says there was something else to worry about.
To say we have a COVID-19 patient who has a periviable fetus. So this is a fetus at an age where it is not likely to survive outside the uterus.
Bunch was 6 months pregnant and her lungs were failing.
She was, at that point, not responsive. She was sedated. She was paralyzed. She was on the mechanical ventilator.
Larson was called in because Bunch needed more than that ventilator to survive. Her organs still weren't getting enough oxygen, so her only chance was a complex invasive life support procedure known as ECMO. Larson says ECMO is used on just 1-2% of the sickest COVID-19 patients. It involves surgically attaching tubes and monitors to pump oxygen into the blood. This would give Bunch's lungs a chance to heal.
And then we can wean the support and let the patient continue to recover.
But odds were against Bunch. Larson says when COVID-19 patients get to the point where they're placed on ECMO therapy, fewer than half survive. Plus, there was the issue of the pregnancy. Larson says patients on ECMO nearly always undergo emergency deliveries.
There's bleeding complications. There's thrombotic or blood clot complications. So we were doing the very best we could in this very rare and unique situation.
And Larson says during the hour that it took to do the procedure, the room was tense, filled with emotion. A team monitored the fetus, ready to deliver if necessary. But it wasn't, and Bunch made it through.
I remember waking up, and I was on Zoom with my family. They were waving at me, smiling, and, you know, talking to me. And I just thought I was in a dream.
Bunch and her lungs improved rapidly. So much so that a little over a week later, she was taken off of ECMO. The next day, her ventilator was removed. And just 2 weeks after Bunch arrived in Iowa City by air ambulance, she was sent home. At a follow-up appointment, she got to talk with Larson.
I felt very emotional because, you know, she saved my life. Like, it was just, I was so glad to be able to see her and express my feelings and emotions about how I felt.
And Larson says Bunch has been a source of inspiration during what she calls a dark and disturbing few months at the University Hospital battling COVID-19.
Maybe things will never be normal again in the hospital, but it just felt so good that we conquered this virus, that Aquarius conquered this virus that has taken out so many of our friends and family and loved ones and colleagues.
Aquarius Bunch is now at home in Waterloo. Her baby girl is due in August. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Krebs.